Hello and welcome to today's edition of Your Questions Answered with Father Gruner. I'm John Veneri. We take your questions, Father Gruner answers them, we have discussions about them. This actually came from at least three people recently, and that is, may I go to Mass at a chapel of the Society of St. Pius X, and is the Society of St. Pius X in schism?
Well, the short answer, of course, is the answer is no. And of course,
no, they're not in schism. Yes, you may go to Mass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes, I answered the last question you put to me first. And they're not in schism. But you can say, okay, well, why do you say that? Well, there's a ruling by Cardinal Ratzinger, as when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, in charge of the CDF, in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, on this very question. In fact, it was a bishop who brought this question, Bishop De Lorenzo, if I recall his name correctly, from Hawaii, who excommunicated, if I recall, some people for having their children confirmed by, I forget which bishop of the four bishops of the society, and it could have been Bishop Williamson, but it doesn't matter, whichever one it was, on the basis that they had their child, and there were six or seven of them, had their child or children baptized, confirmed by the bishop, of one of the bishops of the society, by the sixth, he excommunicated these families for doing that. And so it was a case that was brought to court in the Vatican. It was heard by Cardinal Ratzinger, and he said, the bishop is wrong. Now, let me tell you, having the Vatican come out and say the bishop is wrong is unusual, to say the least. It doesn't happen every day. But in this case, he clearly said, no, the people have a right to have the bishop, and they're not in schism for having a Society of St. Pius X bishop confirm their children. That should be enough for them. But I'd like to answer more, but maybe you have to comment yourself.
Well, I think this is a topic we've talked about before, and that is that you know, what you have to ask the question, it's something you say all the time, that for you to be put under an ecclesiastical penalty, you have to have committed a crime.
Yes.
So what, first of all, what crime has the Society of St. Pius X committed? And what it's what I call the crime of fidelity.
Yes.
Because they have remained, and traditional Catholics like them, have remained faithful to what the Church and the popes have always taught for 2,000 years.
Just by, so you know, I mean, what you're quoting me, but it's really not me you're quoting. You're quoting the new code of canon law promulgated by Pope John Paul II, and which says that in order, I presume it's in the old code too, but it's in the new code, I think it's 221, if I'm not mistaken, that no one, not a priest, not a bishop, not a society, and not a layperson, can be punished by the Church, called that he's suspended, called that he's excommunicated, called that he's whatever, and given penalties, besides being given those titles, unless he's actually committed a crime worthy of that penalty. And they haven't got a crime for the society in the first place. And the fact is, we could talk about this for a long time, but is it a schism? No. Nancy, the second question is, can I go to Mass, say St. Pius X? Also, we had cardinals in the Vatican.
The Ecclesia Dei office, yes. Yeah. They actually said, it's funny because they said, this happened twice. And at least in one of them, they said, not only may you go to Mass, but you may also give contributions.
Yes.
And they put a proviso in, you know, saying something like, so long as you don't mentally attach yourself to their schism, or something like that. Well, that's true, but there is no schism.
Yes.
So you can't attach yourself to something that isn't there.
Yes. First of all, I mean, if you want to mention just a little further, the fact is, in 1975, I happened to be in Rome. I just arrived in Rome for my teaching job in the United States. And I was in Rome, and it was noted in the papers, the daily papers, in Rome, that Archbishop Lefebvre had just filed his appeal to the Apostolic Signatura. The Apostolic Signatura is the highest court in dealing with these matters, and that the Bishop of Sion in Switzerland had, quote-unquote, suppressed the society. But the law of the Church, the old law, said that a bishop could not suppress it, even if he was a founding bishop, if there was in three different dioceses. Well, the SSPX by that time was in three different dioceses. It was clearly contrary to the law. And certainly the case would have been won and this appeal to the Roman court. Well, on Monday, the following week, I was there on Monday also, there's a little notice on Monday saying that it was Sabatini, who was pro-prefect, he was not yet cardinal, said, well, you know, I've been told by higher authority not to hear the case. And, you know, the case is not being heard. Well, it turns out people think the higher authority is the Pope. It wasn't the Pope. It was Cardinal Bio. Cardinal Bio picks up the phone and says, you know, Archbishop Sabatini, you're not going to hear that case. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's the Secretary of State.
Yeah, Secretary of State at the time, yes. He's the one who's accused.
Which is illegal for him to do anyway.
Yeah, I mean, legal or illegal, I mean, basically.
It's wrong for him to do.
It's wrong for him to do. The case, it was an open and shut case. Everyone knows. And that's why no one even refers to that thing. Because, so we say, well, fine, you did, the Archbishop did what he's supposed to do, made the appeal, well, it's manifestly wrong, you carry on. You know, I mean, I've got still, the people accuse me of things, and I've still got three cases filed legally against cardinals that have not been heard. The church courts are not functioning properly, that's it. I mean, so I'm not worried about it, you carry on. You
know. Yes, and what Archbishop Lefebvre has suffered is, I think it's something that Saint
Athanasius was excommunicated by a pope. At
yeah, but it was I think it was either Bishop Graeber or someone in the ancient church who talked about that true church sanctions are replaced by character assassination.
Yes.
So they just put it in the press. Yeah. Archbishop Lefebvre, bad man. Yeah. Archbishop Lefebvre, schismatic. Archbishop Lefebvre, outside the church. Yeah. And none of it's true. But that is the defamation that goes on.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is that in the early 1990s, there was a document that came out called, it was all part of this Vatican II structure, about how the Vatican's official guidelines for dealing for ecumenical relations. It had this long name, like the Directory for the Application of the Principles and Norms of Ecumenism. That was the name, right? Really rolls off the tongue.
Whatever it means.
But anyway, after that document was released, someone said to Cardinal Cassidy, who was head of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity at the time, someone said, well, this is for dealing with people outside the church, like Protestants, so why don't you use this document to deal with the Society of St. Pius X? And Cassidy said, well, no, because the Society of St. Pius X is an internal church matter. He himself refused to say that the Society was some sort of group that's outside the church.
And Cassidy was no traditionalist.
He was not traditionalist, and he would not have been in favor of the Society's push to show the problems with the Second Vatican Council. Yeah. That was truly an objective statement that he made. So not only, I mean, you know, personally speaking, not only would I say it's okay to go to the chapel of the Society, but I would recommend it.
Yes.
If you can get to one.
Yes. They're not everywhere.
No, they're not everywhere.
They're only about 500 priests. I'm 500 or so. I'm not quite up to with them, but I'm so, and they stretch themselves thin. They have their mass, first mass in the morning. They get on a plane, go to a second chapel somewhere else, hundreds of miles away, and then they get on a plane, some of them, and go to the third mass, the third place.
Some of them are really, Sunday. Really stressed. So, and the whole purpose is to keep the mass and keep the totality of the Catholic faith as it always was, as Vatican I says, in the same meaning and in the same explanation.
Yes.
So we hope that's helped. Send us more questions about this if you want some follow-up, and we will see you next time.